B-Pod Studios.
Farsetta in the morning.
We got Philly's conversation to get into today. We got LeSean McCoy convo. We got some 76ers action. Hi, my name's Mark Farzetta. That's Jamie Lynch. We got Pat Egan over there. Bob Cooney still enjoying a fine week of vacation. At 8:30 today, we will speak to Flyers captain Claude Giroux. 8:30 today, we'll speak to Claude Giroux himself in the bubble in Tirana, up there north of the border. Looking forward to that conversation. 9 o'clock today, we'll talk to Devon Givens right here of 97.5 The Fanatic about all things 76ers. But let me just get this straight. Are we the only morning show, at least in the Delaware Valley, perhaps maybe even the world, that has received a formal invitation to Imagine City Kitchen? Is that what we did? Did we get a formal invitation?
Sure seems that way.
To the chicken wing destination of a one Lou Williams that caused him to have a 10-day quarantine? Wow, 10 days just flew by. He played last night with the Clippers. Lou Williams, who went to Magic City for wings, also a gentleman's club, says he did not get any type of service from ladies, but just went there for the wings.
Don't believe you.
He himself returned to work last night after getting these Magic City wings in Atlanta, Georgia, that have been the talk of the country for these last 10 days. Pat Egan, last night, had a dinner of the junk food entitled chicken wings.
It's a meal.
So are 10 Snickers bars. But anyway, you tweeted it out, and then somehow, magically, Magic City Kitchen said two things directed at us. One, we are only on DoorDash and Postmates as of right now. Two, we are going to try our hardest to get these wings to everybody nationwide. Promise. Until then, maybe a road trip to Atlanta is in order? Now, Pat, you actually did the Google Maps. How long does it take, or Waze? How long does it get down there to Atlanta, Georgia, Magic City?
It's only 12 hours.
12 hours? It's nothing.
It's a breeze.
For some great wings?
Okay, so here's what we're doing after
the
show.
For a nice meal?
We are going to get into a 97.5 The Fanatic van.
No, we're not, I used to drive those.
Oh, no. They're in great condition. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to get a company credit card. We're going to drive down. We're going to take shifts. And guess what? We can be back. If we leave, 12 hours through the middle of the night, we can make it back in time for tomorrow's show.
We'll be all right.
But no sleep whatsoever. That'll be a fun Thursday program. What do you think about food all-time cravings? Because you got to think about this. With Lou Williams doing that, we talked about Rashawn Holmes a couple of weeks ago. When you talk about all-time cravings, like, what would you drive across, like, what would you drive 12 hours to get? Like, what's a meal? Like, when I think about whenever I have to go to the West Coast, the first thing that jumps to mind is I got to go to In-N-Out Burger. And let me just settle this right now. In-N-Out Burger is not the greatest cheeseburger in the world. There are plenty of places that have specialty burgers and really good burgers and all that. But in terms of fast food, and I have always said this, Five Guys is not fast food. If you have to get out of your car, you ain't that fast. You have to have a drive-thru. In-N-Out Burger is the best fast food burger I have ever had in my life. And I always say, if you go out there, if you live out there, I'm sure it just becomes normal. But every single time, and Jamie, you've been there with me half the time I've gone out there, I go to In-N-Out Burger, boom, right
there. You have to.
That's the food that I think I would travel the greatest distance to go.
Wow.
Like, when you talk about within the continental United States, like, I'm not talking about, you know, you had some really good squid in Greece or something like that. I'm talking about, like, something in the continental United States you would go a great distance for. When I think about it, it's that solid In-N-Out Burger, man. Oh, because it's quick, convenient, and you're ready for your next meal.
Yeah, burger's a good one. Huh, that's a good question.
I know we've been across the United States. Pat, you traveling man at all? You enjoy traveling?
I wasn't enamored with In-N-Out Burger.
No, like, just in general. Any food that you think of?
Westchester. I've been to Westchester. Yeah. I spent my honeymoon in King of Prussia.
At the mall?
Yeah.
That's
we just window shot, though. That's all we could afford. I don't travel probably as much as you guys because you guys both work for NBC. I mean, I've been out to the West Coast in the past couple of years. You know, I talked about going to see Rhys Hoskins' first game in San Diego.
There you go.
So, I always kind of plan my vacations on, will a Philadelphia team be in the town that I'm going to?
Mm.
That's always my thing, is I want to see a sporting event. So I try to get out as much as I can, but not probably as much as you two jet setters.
I would, honestly, if I had the time. I think it would be a great thing for us to drive down to Atlanta with the windows open in the car, because you need ventilation, and get some Magic City wings. Because you know what? Everyone's talking about them. No one up here has had them.
I mean, there's good wings in Philly, but
if these are the best.
Well, that was the other thing.
I would drive that distance for the best.
Magic City tried to wing shame us, I saw.
Those looked like some lovely wings you had last night.
They were so good.
They look good.
All right. In the early goings of everything here with the pandemic and what the Eagles are doing in the offseason, the name LeSean McCoy had come up more than once. And yeah. I was originally on the, I'm sure there's somebody else that we could get. I'm sure there's somebody else the Eagles could go after. And then, lo and behold, LeSean McCoy is doing a press conference in Tampa, his new team. I believe it's his introductory press conference. And he gets asked about coming, what was basically going to Tampa. Anybody else knocking on your door? And he does mention the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles did reach out. But he was like, nah, I don't think it's the right time or whatever. Like, I don't care. Hey, this is what LeSean McCoy had to say about the Eagles knocking on his door.
Philly was another big one that I really wanted to explore that option. They reached out. But it just clicked the right time. Enough waiting. Let's do it. Let's get in there with the team. Let's learn the offense, things like that. I mean, come on. I'm in Tampa, nice weather, and I'm playing with Tom Brady. How can you beat that?
Well, I'll tell you, you can beat that. Now, unfortunately, it won't be this year, but Eagles fans, you can't beat that, right? You're probably not going to get them at the stadium this year, but still, nonetheless, it's good to play with the Eagles. You also have Carson Wentz, not too bad right there. An aging Tom Brady, an aging Rob Gronkowski who just came out of retirement, and there's a lot of weapons in that offense. He's not going to be asked to do a lot. That's actually probably a really good fit for him as far as what he's going to be asked to do in this offense or in that offense. But I think he would be a really good fit because all he'd have to do is be that veteran running back who the Eagles don't have.
Yeah, a third string running back job is not much. I mean, what, 5 carries a game, maybe occasional special teams.
Yeah.
I get why he went to Tampa. If I'm him, I look at Tampa as having a better chance to win a ring than the Eagles.
Mm.
Just because,
all the weapons.
Star power.
Offense. Yeah, sure.
Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Tom Brady, all the, the tight ends they have. That should be a fun offense to play in. I'm kind of glad he's not here so we don't have to do the, should they have brought him back? Is Shady a jerk? Like all that stuff. We don't have to relive all of that again. Yeah. Whatever.
Often I try to take morals out of it, and I just try to look at the team and be like, what do they need? And they still need a veteran running back.
Yeah, I wouldn't have hated it.
Like right now, Corey Clement is your veteran running back. Like, that's the veteran running back of the Eagles right now, right? And look, he's been posting the workout videos, and he's been looking good and all that, and that's great. Miles Sanders, we all know, is the number one guy. Boston Scott behind him.
He might be Corey the most Clement. Excited I am for a player this year.
What, Miles Sanders?
Yeah.
Ditto.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, assuming that Wentz doesn't drop drop off dramatically. I think Miles Sanders has still room to grow.
When we talked about LeSean McCoy, and it's probably been at least a month since we last talked about him, I was on the idea that you didn't want to bring him back because you still got time in the offseason, right? Well, now it's training camp. Oh, wait for training camp. See what happens. See what you have at that point. Yeah, no, I would. At this point, I would have brought LeSean McCoy back here.
Yeah, I would have too, but
I'm glad that so you would have, because I know you were on the other side of that.
No, I said it a while ago. As a third string running back, why not?
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's all
because
we're
to me,
at right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's such a minimal role that it's good to have somebody you can. For the most part, he's been healthy. He was a little banged up in KC there, but he stayed healthy throughout his career. So, yeah, I would have. I don't really care that he went to Tampa, though, at the same time. Mm. So that tells you how strongly I felt about it.
All right. So this will be one of the things we're going to be kicking around today. The other thing is it's time, and it's going to happen. And I think it's going to happen within the next couple of days. Spencer Howard's going to be pitching for the Philadelphia
Phillies. If it doesn't happen by the weekend, we riot. We get our riot juice, uh-huh, and we storm One Citizens Bank Way.
Uh-huh.
So, because enough is enough.
So, doubleheader today. It doesn't look like it's going to get affected by ICIS?
Yeah, I was saying it to Skylar yesterday because she was laughing at Addie and I.
ICIS.
Good call canceling the game last night, MLB.
But nothing really happened in New York?
Not that I'm aware of. I texted my cousin at 6 and he's like, oh, it's a beautiful night for a ball game.
So before we even go into this too much, hope everybody's okay.
Yes,
I hope. I know that a lot of people had damage.
It was nasty. I was driving around yesterday.
People in Manayunk had to evacuate their building.
Yes.
And find places to live.
So I was driving over to my parents. So I went up Bell's Mill and a little bit of Lincoln Drive and stuff. And this was right after the show. and it was nasty then. It was getting pretty bad.
Yeah,
so.
Sometimes I go right by the river, either Kelly Drive or West River, yeah. and I go down there and try to get home that way. Yesterday, I was like, let me make sure I'm staying on 76.
Yeah.
Which is something I don't think I've ever said in my life.
I took Broad Street home just to stay on like higher ground.
Did
yeah.
you really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, smart.
It was wild out there.
Yeah, so I just wanted to be safe, and then I see the video yesterday of cars being picked up in Doylestown.
Yeah, you see Doylestown Hospital?
Doylestown Hospital.
Must have been a tornado, right?
Yeah, where my mom, God bless her, would go and like give communion. And the staff at Doylestown Hospital is just great people, and she knows a lot of them. Fortunately, people are all right. Their cars are banged up, extremely banged up. There was a daycare that had to close early.
Jeez.
It just was insane.
There was a tornado I saw right outside Ocean City, too, that was in Memora.
Oh, wow.
That was pretty decent size.
So hopefully everyone in our listening audience did not experience the brunt of the storm that rolled through as we got I believe they called it a tropical storm by the time it got to us. It was nasty yesterday.
Yeah.
Just walking out, just leaving here yesterday, we're walking out in a wall of rain, basically.
Yeah. And I stepped in a huge puddle right away.
And you were wearing sandals,
yes.
for the record.
It was raining sideways.
It was some big old fat rain, is what it was. So I hope everyone was okay in our listening audience. But New York, the Yankees and Phillies game was postponed. Another game pushed back by Major League Baseball. Another game pushed back involving the Phillies.
Not like they're on a tight schedule here.
No, there's a lot of games they got to play here. It's a lot of games. So when you look at this Phillies roster and their rotation over the next couple of games with a doubleheader today, and the Phillies announced yesterday that Zach Wheeler will go in game one today. Aaron Nola will go in game two.
And they're alternating home teams, right?
Alternating home teams in this, yes. So
weird.
This season, this is why I don't believe in this season. Like, this is I look at this as purely entertainment. I'm not getting emotionally attached to any of this.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's a sideshow, is really what it's become.
It feels that way a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And this is exactly what I expected
but
it to
I still
be.
Like it.
Well, it's not like I hate the game
itself.
No,
I hear you. But Nola and Wheeler today on the bump, as they say.
Well, here's the best
That's
part.
That's exciting.
You know what I'm more excited about? About anything?
Spencer Howard.
Not even that. What are you talking about just today? You know what I'm more excited about?
The Union match at 8 o'clock. Jamie Day.
Yeah, that's great. I'm not excited about Jamie Day.
Nobody is.
When I tell you this, you're going to be like, oh my God, Mark, phenomenal point. Man, you're brilliant. Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Lord.
Yeah, right. Ready? Seven innings.
Oh.
Seven innings.
Yeah.
Two games. Seven innings.
Yeah.
Less chance to see the bullpen.
That's a good point. That bullpen is the less we can see of them, the better they are.
I woke up like this, Jamie. Thank you very much. All right. I look at this team, and the thing I don't want to see is the bullpen. I also really don't want to see Vince Velasquez starts. I could also live without that.
I want him in the bullpen. Okay. Stop.
He wasn't great in the bullpen last year.
No,
either.
He's not.
Yeah.
But this bullpen's so bad that maybe he's actually a boss.
Is he a... Everyone else sucks. Hey, Vinny Velo, get in the bullpen.
You might suck less.
So here's your options here. Do you want Nick Pivetta to start a game? Okay. do you want Cole Irvin to start a game?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, so let's play the idiot game.
Is Adonis Medina ready?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Him and Spencer, come on down.
Who's the guy that you would rather? Even, like, let's not. He's 24 years old, so it's not like he's a 21-year-old guy who's going through a great run. Oh, bring him up. No, he's 24 years old. We saw how much he just impressed Bryce Harper in the early goings of
yeah,
all this.
That was all I needed to hear.
Make it happen. How has it not happened already? We've already passed the window. What's it? When's it? Yeah, when's it?
It was August 30th, I believe, was the date of the extra year of control. So they've already eclipsed that.
Not July.
July, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so to play devil's advocate, though.
Oh, what do you got?
Oh, great. Here we go.
This season doesn't matter. Why bring them up? What do you got, Mr. My hat matches my shorts?
It doesn't really.
Sell us the Phillies Kool-Aid.
Yeah, what do you got?
Anyway, because they were quarantined, I don't know if he would have been able to practice. So it was better for him to be with the taxi squad in Lehigh Valley because he was able to get work in.
Okay. Oh, well, that part of devil's advocate.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. That was
I thought
it.
I thought you were...
Okay. No, you guys decided to jump on me for no reason. And I'm going to allow it because it's Jamie Day, but I'm not allowing it tomorrow. I'm just warning you.
Would you like to, for the people that don't follow us on Twitter or Instagram...
Oh, Mark.
What is... Go ahead. No, what is Jamie Day?
The fact that you're acting like people don't know what Jamie Day is insulting, but Jamie Day is this the day where Jamie gets to preview the what's going on the morning show.
Well, Jamie Day is officially...
Twitter
what,
and Instagram.
2 weeks old, 3 weeks old at most?
Oh, we're going on like a month.
Yeah, where he assaults me with the video camera.
Yeah, he basically starts
an assault.
Well,
video assault.
People look forward to this day, Jamie.
And you're forced to do
I
the
hate
promo.
Being on camera.
You can find the video on Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter. To all the people on Twitch, Jamie's on camera. But yeah, so Jamie Day is the day he does the promo for our social media account, and today is that day. It's on Wednesday. I wasn't even made aware of Jamie Day until last Wednesday, because you asked me what day it is, and I said, I have no idea. It's Wednesday?
Yeah, last week's Jamie Day video was good.
It was pretty solid. But anyway, today is Jamie Day.
But better be Spencer Howard Day pretty damn soon.
And in the not-too-distant future, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, certainly by the weekend, Spencer Howard better be in a big league uniform with the Philadelphia Phillies.
Sunday is my deadline.
If I see Nick Pivetta grab a ball and get a start, I probably will come in here and bash my head against the wall.
But they can't keep doing that, though. They can't keep taking, and they did it a lot last year all the time. They would take starters and put them in the bullpen for, you know, a week and then bring them back out. And that screws with their head. They can't get in. I mean, pitchers of all are creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. And you take a starting pitcher and make him a bullpen piece, and they did it with Vinny Velo last year. It's like he probably could be a serviceable bullpen piece, but you keep screwing with him in the mentality, and it's going to mess them up.
All right, so this is where I hope that you have Joe Girardi effect rather than the Gabe Kapler effect. And I know that a lot of people looked at Matt Klentak as a guy that was pushing a lot of the buttons behind the scenes. I don't think that happens with Joe Girardi. And that was one of the things. As I was breaking this down, thinking, okay, when could he come up? And I'm like, certainly by the weekend. And then I thought about something similar to you thought, because I thought, well, okay, well, who goes to the bullpen from the starting rotation? And Vinny Velo was the first guy that came to mind. And I was thinking, well, what happened last year? A lot of times it was Gabe Kapler and Matt Klentak pushing the buttons together and all that. You're not going to tell Joe Girardi, hey, Joe, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have this starting pitcher go in the bullpen and then come out of the bullpen. Yeah, that's not happening with Joe Girardi. Joe Girardi is saying, if Spencer Howard is on this team, he's in the starting rotation. It's not going to be up and down from the minors to the majors in terms of that. And I'm certainly not going to have guys in and out of the bullpen. If you have injuries, hey, look, you get it. That's what has to happen because you need bodies. But as far as Spencer Howard goes, if he is not up by the end of today, I don't know what this Phillies team plans on doing, because I can't have Nick Pivetta get another start. I certainly can't look at a guy like Cole Irvin and say, oh, yeah, you grab a start, too. Spencer Howard needs to be up here in a Phillies uniform immediately.
I'm not dramatic when I say that. It will be, if they don't, which I really hope they do, and we don't have to freak out, it will be incredibly insulting as a fan of this organization. You see, look, one of the new trends around baseball is 19 and 20-year-olds contribute left and right now. It's not as much as the grown man game as it used to be. You know, Juan Soto was damn near taking over the league at 19 years old. These guys are out there. Spencer Howard's 24 years old. Mm. How much longer are we going to drag our feet in the mud? We as fans deserve the best product on the field, and the best product is not freaking Nick Pivetta and Vinny Velasquez for another just fake trot around the track. Give us Spencer Howard, stop being cheap about it, and put the damn best product on the field. Plain and simple.
At this point, is it even being cheap? Like, at this point, like,
I understand waiting.
And you were gifted an excuse thanks to the shutdown for a week.
And I get waiting to get the extra year of control. It's a stupid, outdated rule that I think should change, but whatever. That's for another argument.
Yeah, yeah.
You have that year of control now. Stop.
Yeah, there's no excuse at this point.
There's none.
All right. So we'll have that conversation today. We will get into some NBA conversation. Like I said, we have Claude Giroux joining us at 8:30 today for some NHL conversation, Flyers conversation. Here's the thing I want to know from Claude. He's played for some head coaches in his NHL career, right? Where's Alain Vigneault rank in comparison there?
Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
And I absolutely loved Peter Laviolette, right? Peter Laviolette seemed like an always intense kind of guy. I really like the HBO 24/7, the behind the scenes look we got with that team before the Winter Classic against the Rangers. And there, you saw all that intensity with Peter Laviolette. But then you also saw the other side where he skated up to Scott Hartnell and he said, 200 goals. You know, that's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah.
And I don't think, did Peter Laviolette score a goal? At all?
I don't think so.
I don't think he did.
Because I think he commented on that, the fact of it's like 200 more than I have.
Yeah, it was so, he might have scored like two goals or whatever it was. But just to acknowledge that and say, hey, man, that's pretty awesome. You know, congrats. Like that softer side with Scott Hartnell, that's pretty great. Because who would he be reaming out a lot in those meetings behind the scenes? Scott Hartnell. So it was both sides of it, right? And I loved the up-tempo style of play from Peter Laviolette. And then you saw some other things, you know, change here with the Flyers and the insanity that happened and trying to make the playoffs. They made it 2 years out of four when it came to the years under Dave Hackstall and all that. I want to see what this team can do now with Elaine Vigneault, and we're all super hyped about the Flyers.
Claude's seen some. He's seen a lot of coaches. I mean, he goes back to Hitchcock, right?
I don't know if he goes back. Yeah, as a young player.
He was probably
was
coming
he?
Up.
I thought it was John Stevens.
Stevens.
He's seen a turnstile of coaches. I mean, he's got to be the longest tenured guy in town, right?
Yeah. He goes back to John Stevens, yeah. How insane is that?
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So John Stevens, Berube.
Yeah, and then
Lottie, Hackstall. Yeah.
And now
there's
Elaine
somebody
Vigneault.
Else after Stevens that I'm forgetting. Oh, no, it was Lottie.
Yeah, Laviolette, Berube. Anyway, so he's seen his fair share of coaches his NHL career. But nonetheless, I just want to know how Elaine Vigneault stacks up against those guys.
They seem to, I mean, they clearly play for him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really play for a guy you hate.
Something tells me he's a little bit ahead of Dave Hackstall.
Just a little bit. Is that where the rankings come in?
Just a scotch.
All right, so we'll get that. Also, just the overall team chemistry here and what's been working for this team and the challenge he has, because as captain, they haven't advanced past the first round. I want to get it from him, how much pressure he feels, Carter Hart might feel. Also, how great it is. Oscar Lindblom, I believe, is overseas right now training, and he'll join the Flyers in Toronto in a couple of, I think, a week or two. So we'll get that story from Claude as well coming up at 8:30. And the NBA bubble will go inside that, at least in conversation.
I watched games all day yesterday. It was awesome. I love daytime sports.
Did you see the Bucks at all? Did you happen to catch the Nets and the Bucks?
They were resting that Giannis fella a fair amount.
Giannis was a little perturbed in that game. We'll get to that conversation.
And I can't watch the Bucks without getting angry about Dante DiVincenzo.
Oh, because Villanova products?
Yeah. You took Zaire Smith.
when we come back, we're going to jump a little bit into that NBA bubble a little bit here, because there's just something I just have to see from the 76ers today. They're going up against another team that is just shouldn't be on the court with them, as a matter of fact. This has got to be a good victory, an easy victory for the Sixers today. Nothing feels like it could be an easy victory now, but we'll get to that conversation when we come back here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Farsetta in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
8:30 today, Claude Giroux joins the program. He was 22 years old when the Flyers went to the Cup in 2010. 22 years old.
He was that young?
He was just a little puppy.
Wow.
He's an adorable little guy.
Were you on the ice with me after that game?
No, I was up in the booth.
Because I stood on the ice and watched the Blackhawks skate around with the Cup.
How did you get these gigs? Were you like on the field at the Super Bowl?
I probably blew off whatever assignment I had and just went down to the ice. And I remember thinking like, oh, I hope none of you trip and fall.
Remember that time we got yelled at by that groundskeeper fella at the stadium before the Steelers and Steelers and Cardinals Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. You guys supposed to be here? Yeah, we're checking the camera up there. Then we got to throw the football around down here. Our boss has asked us to throw a football so they can track it. Okay. Comes back 5 minutes later. Get the hell off the field. What?
That story actually happened.
That's a real story.
Yeah, but he actually made an excuse of our bosses trying to
track
the football.
Well, they had been doing that earlier in the day.
Let me tell you what phrase really works. I'm with the network. It's like a golden key.
Yeah, we were just like, we're doing a camera check.
And as long as you're wearing a credential, they're like, okay.
If you look like you don't want to be there, you get away with it.
Yeah, here's the hint for all the little kids out there that want to be in broadcast or get behind the scenes in business, right? You just say, I'm with the network, or act angry. And they'll be like, oh, this guy doesn't want to be here.
He doesn't want to be here.
I actually had a conversation with somebody down the hall about that exact thing, because we came up upon the elevator and there was a poor guy who was stuck in a conversation he didn't want to be in.
Ooh.
And me and her got in the elevator and she said, yeah, that conversation didn't look like it was ending anytime soon. And I go, yeah, I've done pretty well at just keep my head down looking angry and no one really bothers me. Because they think, how has this intern been here for 9 years?
I got away with being, I was inside the Green Monster in Boston for like, just kind of checking it out, marveling at everything in there and how old everything was.
Marveling at the views.
I was marveling at the views inside the Green Monster and a cop started yelling at me to get out of, hey, who's in there? I came out, I was like, oh, I was checking the wires, I'm with the network. Okay. And that was that.
Oh, there we go.
So I tell you all that to tell you this. So the Sixers today, 4 o'clock, right here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Here's the deal. I am looking at this team tonight to do a couple of things. The couple of odds and ends here. One, Ben Simmons, please stay on the floor. I'd like to get an accurate assessment of what the rotation might be.
Yeah, please shake and bend. No foul trouble. None.
Just none of that.
Just please let Brett have a shot at giving us a normal rotation.
Yeah.
It probably won't happen. And if Furkan's still the sixth man, I might break my TV. But please just avoid the foul trouble so we get that chance.
Yes, please and thank you. All right. The other thing is, hey, how about a little defense in the fourth quarter? Even if it's only the Washington Wizards.
Just so,
please.
This is interesting because I would have guessed it the other way around. But if you look around the bubble, most of these games are going over. It's a scoring fest.
They're sloppy, yeah.
And I was listening to Stan Van Gundy. And he had the thought, and the right one, that it's a product of conditioning. I would have guessed the defense would have been there first. The offense would have been sloppy. But he's saying because these guys aren't up to season conditioning yet, by the time the fourth quarters are coming around, they're shot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can kind of see it a little bit with the dead legs in the fourth quarter.
All right, that makes sense.
So that kind of gave me, when I heard that yesterday, I was like, damn, that makes a lot of sense. So the offense is ahead of the defense in Orlando. So I'm going to spin this into having Sixers defensive hope still. And people will tell me I'm dumb. That's fine.
Well, they'll tell you you're optimistic. they'll ask you to join us on the dark side.
Yes, but the fact that their offense is getting in like the 120 range is a positive. If the defense can tighten up and get themselves into that playing shape, the hope is you stop with these 40-point fourth quarters,
mm-hmm.
and you can turn the corner still. I just want to say all hope is not lost here.
All right. Those are a couple of the odds and ends that I really want to see. But overall, the number one thing I'll be looking at tonight is a blowout. That's what I want.
Yeah, I want to see him handle the Washington.
The Wizards suck.
Yes.
All right? This is a team that you should manhandle. You should dominate this Wizards team.
I haven't seen the Wizards. I assume Bradley Beal is playing?
He's playing.
Okay, so here's the thing, Brett.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal, he's very good at shooting the basketball. He's a very good player. Stop him from doing that because he's pretty much all they got.
It's a bold strategy you have.
So don't let him shoot, you know, 45% from three and put up a 50 spot tonight, all right? That's what I'd like to see.
All right, you know what? If he gets his, like, to a PJ or to a Warren standpoint, or if he gets to that, then by all means, look, he's going to get hot, and that's going to happen. But overall,
sometimes I feel like that's their philosophy, though.
What?
He'll get his points, take the other four guys out of it.
All right, if that's the case, then that's just ridiculous.
And I hate it.
Yeah, fine. But here's what I need to see. I need to see this team start and finish a game. I know. Any given moment, you could have a lull. You could allow a 10-0 run, whatever it might be. Start this game strong. Finish this game strong. Sixers have to win this game by at least like 15 points tonight for me to at least feel, oh, wow, they got a handle on one. They did exactly what they were supposed to do against an inferior opponent. Go do that, please, in this game tonight. That's what I'm going to be looking at.
I have not checked out the line tonight. I'm actually curious what that is.
Well, from what you just told me, I heard was take the over.
Yeah, in the NBA right now, if you just take overs, you're pretty much, for the most part, safe.
The good news is for the Sixers is there's no Bertans because he opted out.
Yeah, he did.
And he always torches this team. So mm-hmm. that's a plus.
Bradley Beal might be out tonight, as a matter of fact.
Fantastic.
Let's get to Mike and KOP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good.
Sixers are 10.5-point favorites for the record.
Hey, look at, I didn't even look at
that's
it.
That's a
I didn't
big
even
line.
Look at it.
Couple things. First of all, just tell Dylan back there, Batman is not a superhero. That's a carryover.
That's what makes him great, Mike.
Wait.
But he's not a superhero. He doesn't have power.
That's why people love him, because he's just a normal guy. That's badass.
And anyway, I would never want LeSean McCoy back on this team. Like, the last 2 years, he hasn't even gotten, like, 600 yards of rushing. Like, and he was a problem with all his off-the-field antics anyway. And then... Jamie is nothing but positive. Like, You're the most positive person I've ever met. Like, I feel like we're two ends, opposite ends of the spectrum.
Somebody's got to,
like,
balance your evil out, Mike.
Well,
you know?
No, I feel like, you know, like from that movie Unbreakable, like, you're probably Mr. Glass and I'm Unbreakable.
I've never broken a bone, knock on wood.
But it's just...
But you can't disagree with that point, that the defense is the last to arrive in Orlando.
Well, yeah, I can understand that, because defense is definitely about, like, want-to and giving effort. And,
well, yeah, but if you don't have the conditioning, your want-to is...
Like,
yeah.
You have to, like, have the conditioning and want to do it.
So there's, like, just hope. I'm not saying they're going to do anything, but there's hope.
Yeah, but just one last thing. You know, you could have had J.K. Dobbins as a backup running back if you took him in the second round. So, you know, just saying, if you hadn't wasted a stupid pick on a dumb quarterback you're not even hoping to play, you could have had a backup running back this year.
I like Dobbins.
That's a good point. Thank you.
Jalen Hurts may pay dividends, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Wait. Appreciate it. That's another reason why you don't take a quarterback at 53 at that spot, when you have a young quarterback that you just entrusted a heck of a lot of money to, as a matter of fact.
You know what's terrifying is I just... agree with every single thing he said.
Including the Batman thing? You even got in my ear. He said Batman's not a superhero.
He's not. He's just a rich guy.
He's got some cool weapons.
He's Elon Musk.
That's why people like him.
But you know what? He's still an above average human being.
He's badass Elon Musk. That's what he is.
But, like, he does have that superpower of, like, the ninja fighting stuff, right?
Yeah, and that's what makes him
shadows.
Yeah, that's what makes
him
a badass.
Right.
Just because you do MMA training, I mean, doesn't make you a superhero.
Yeah.
Real quick, Bradley Beal not in the bubble.
Not in the bubble. Okay, yeah, that's why
I thought tonight. I hadn't seen him in the box scores, but yeah. I got to be honest, I haven't been watching Wizards games.
Really?
Yeah, call me crazy.
Yeah, I knew I thought he was out tonight, but I didn't realize he was in the bubble.
This guy thinks he's a sports fan over here, not watching the Wizards.
I watched the NBA yesterday. I watched the Clippers game. The Dallas or Phoenix game with Devin Booker's game winner was amazing. And my takeaway was jealousy. Like, watching Paul George and Kawhi Leonard... The thought I had was, the Sixers don't have anybody that can do that.
Mm.
You need a perimeter player that can take over a game and either get to the rim or stick that J in your eye.
Mm.
And my takeaway was, the Sixers don't have it.
Yeah, I confused Beal with Oladipo, who obviously did play in the bubble.
Yeah, he returned. He's another example of that type of guy. A super, borderline superstar player that can take you to the rim or stick the J in your eye to win the game. Like what Devin Booker did... Maybe Joel Embiid could hit that type of game winner, but they just don't have that perimeter player. And it, frankly, I'm going to bare my soul here. It makes me sad.
Did you see Booker last night? Paul George in his face. Kawhi Leonard.
Ridiculous.
Going at him, and he hit the game winner.
Yeah, it was like perfect defense by Paul George, and he just stuck it.
I heard the color analyst for whatever it is, Fox Sports Phoenix, and his reaction to that play was just laughter.
Yeah.
And then he goes, if you didn't know... Now you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, what, is that supposed to put him on the same level as Kawhi Leonard? Like, what?
And just watching Kawhi, like, there was a series where just four straight possessions, bang, bang, you know, a couple crossover moves, defense wasn't there, given to, boom, jumper right in the eye, boom, jumper. And I just kept going, the Sixers, how do we not have that?
Mm.
It's essentially what basketball is now.
It would be nice to have. It is for whatever reason they don't have it. I don't know.
Why?
It's extremely frustrating. Well, here's one of the main reasons. Your all-star point guard, now power forward, won't shoot the basketball.
Yeah. Usually, and that's, I was getting angry yesterday about Ben, and I'm Ben's biggest supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting angry.
I don't.
Watching the league.
That's why you don't have it. And that's why, again, when we talk about Ben just having that mid, he probably wouldn't even be the guy with the ball in his hands at the end of a game. At least not yet.
No, that should be Joel.
Embiid. But if it's not Joel Embiid.
But like Popovich showed you the other night, it's tough to get a center the ball where he should be getting it.
You know, here's the bottom line.
And then if Joel Embiid's at the top of the key, you're worried about him getting stripped or a bad pass. Like, they just don't have it.
You should have, you know, basically you shouldn't be complaining right now because Shake Milton just had a game winning 3 for you, so I don't know what the problem is.
Hopefully Shake becomes that guy.
Let's get Tasty Cake Dom up here. What's up, Tasty Cake Dom?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, buddy.
Team, I watched those games yesterday, and it encouraged me. I mean,
really?
The Celtics suck.
Celtics are solid, but I'm not scared of the Celtics. I'm talking title. Yeah, I'm not talking first and second round.
The Nets beat the Bucks. That's all you need to know.
Giannis was chilling.
In the second quarter, they had three. Miami had three buckets didn't play. They had three rookies on the court with Iguodala. Three rookies.
Yeah.
and they extended that lead to 16 points. Against Milwaukee, Jason Tatum was 3 for the Mega Millions.
Oh, I think I'm not worried about the Celtics and Heat. I'm worried about the Raptors, the Bucks, and then anybody in the West. I think you're completely outmatched.
You watch that Clippers game, and you think you're outmatched against the Clippers?
Yeah.
They got beat by Phoenix.
I know. The result of the game.
Happening in this bubble.
Maybe.
I was, after the first two games, I was down in the dumps, but I'm seeing issues with other teams.
Yeah, I hear you. Look, I'm Mr. Positivity, as the guys call me, but I just see Kawhi Leonard play basketball or Devin Booker play basketball, and I go, the Sixers have a massive hole in their roster.
You don't think Tobias could do that?
No.
Wait, Tobias do what?
Get his own shot.
Oh, 90, no.
96 all, isolate him, and back a guy
I mean,
down
he
and get
can,
his own shot.
But I'm not feeling that confident about it.
Dom, if you're looking at this team the way it is right now, if there's 2 seconds on the clock, 1 second on the clock, I'm going to Tobias Harris for the final shot. If there's anything over 5 seconds on the clock, really, I'm looking at Joel Embiid to make a play for me.
But like, Dom, if Tobias Harris is getting the final shot and the other team knows it, then a Paul George or a Kawhi Leonard is guarding him. Do I think he can get that shot off on those guys? Not really. You know what I mean? That's what it comes down to sometimes, is who's going to take that final shot.
Right.
And I just don't love the Sixers' options.
Yeah, those I like the odds of Paul George or
Kyle
Leonard,
Pascal Siakam. Even exactly. Fred Van Vliet I would take over.
Wait, what?
If over 80% of our roster.
Oh, 80%. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Just making sure that's it. Yeah, Dom, I got to agree with Jamie on that one as well.
I think we lost Dom.
You didn't lose me.
Am I hurting your mind? I'm sorry.
Well, you're making me think.
Stop doing that, Jamie.
I'm trying to climb back up the ladder.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm not trying to knock you down, Dom.
Spurs,
I just
the Spurs game. You know, that was like the Pacers game. I was what you got out of Embiid in that game. Made me say, okay, if we address some other issues, Joe's back. If Joe's
he's playing great,
and you can get that out of him, I mean, you know, that's encouraging. And then of course San Antonio is a much lesser team. That was really hard. That they gave up 130 to San Antonio. I'm like, okay, we're in trouble. But then yesterday I watched the other games. And I'm like, yeah, the Celtics suck. I'm sorry, the Celtics suck.
I'm not worried about the Celtics. I think the Sixers can handle them.
They thought that, you know, Brad Stevens was confounded. I mean, Eric Bolster outcoached him the entire game. I mean, you know, you bring me the Celtics and we're going home early. That's a 5-gamer.
Dom, before I let you go, how good does it feel to say the sentence or the phrase that the Celtics suck and it actually applies?
Oh, I love it. I want
that's
Jamie,
what I thought. Yeah.
Jamie has your old bite. Suck that, Ainge. Right, Jamie? Remember that one?
Yeah. Suck on that, Ainge.
I love that.
Dom, thanks, buddy. Hopefully, we knock off that last
one. I hope more people were encouraged by what they saw yesterday, but I just saw killers.
Yeah, I don't even think Giannis played 20 minutes yesterday.
No, they were resting him.
But early on, he was a little pissed off.
Oh, yeah, he got into it with Dante. It was Dante Hall?
Hall, yeah, on the baseline.
Yeah, he wanted to throw some hands.
Oh, and Giannis was like, I might only be playing a couple of minutes tonight, but I'm going to get mine in.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about points. He still had 16 points, I think, in like 15 minutes.
But like watching the Bucks, I just see Dante DiVincenzo. And he's not... The difference between he could be the difference. Who knows?
Would you rather Furkan Korkmaz come off the bench for you or Dante DiVincenzo?
Exactly. And you had the chance to get the draft pick and Dante DiVincenzo, but you got the draft pick for Mikal Bridges and you took Zaire Smith, who hasn't contributed in 2 years.
12 games? You want to call that contributing?
Look, in the allergy thing, you can't predict that type of thing,
of course.
So you can't get it. But he was a project from the start. He was a guy that was drafted to play a position he'd never played before. And meanwhile, you have a guy like Dante DiVincenzo, who for the Bucks comes in, his defense, his energy, he'll take a shot from the outside, he'll run. It was just there for the taking. The guy played in your backyard, and we took a project from Texas Tech that was playing center in college.
Yeah, I compared him to Kawhi right out of the gate.
Yeah, like...
That was my issue, was Brett, like, I understand you want to hype this guy up, but if you're going to compare him to Kawhi and call him 1B and all this BS... That's fine, but he better play more than 12 games and contribute to this team in 2 years.
Like, it was, I just look back on all the mistakes, and there's just so many.
Well, when you go back to the draft, yeah, but as far as tonight, when you watch the team that is put together,
10.5-point favorites.
10.5-point. I didn't even realize that coming in.
No Bradley Beal.
it should be, and Bertans and all that. So I look at the Sixers tonight, and my number one request, look, aside from the little X's and O's that I pointed out earlier, the thing that I really want to see is just a controlled win. I want to see a strong out-of-the-gate start here where they take control, and I better see a strong, you know, closeout to this game. That's what I want to see from the Sixers tonight. I want to at least see a strong start and a very strong finish to the tune of like a 15-point win, something where you never feel like this team is really threatened in this game. That's what I want to see tonight. Now, after that, I think what's really going to come down to is Ben stays on the floor, doesn't get in foul trouble.
We need a big game out of him.
I'm not even going to go there.
Not big, but he needs to right the ship.
I here's the thing. Watching Ben, I'm not even going like, I want to see jump shots. I want to see 3 points.
Yeah, I just need that, steady.
I just give me same old all-star Ben Simmons. Yeah. That's all I want to see tonight. I don't want to see anything crazy. I just want to see him on the floor, do what he does. Great defense is what I want to see from Ben Simmons tonight. I want to see Joel Embiid continue to what he's doing, like do what he has been doing. But overall, as a team, rotations included, and in the 5-10 minutes, Howell Neto will still, even though we won't like it, will still get tonight. I want to see this team in control. That's what I want to see tonight from the 76ers.
Yeah.
Against a god-awful opponent in the Washington Wizards. I don't want to see this play down to the opponent stuff. I don't want to see that second half of the LSU season, Ben Simmons, you know what I mean? I want to see the guy on the courts. I want to see the guys on the court absolutely dominate from the 76ers.
Yeah, and I don't want to see Howell Neto.
You're going to see him. I hate to break the news, but you're going to see.
Why?
Especially if they are blowing it out late in the game.
That tells me that he's in real consideration. Yeah, look, a blowout situation is different, but if he's in any sort of meaningful basketball, that tells me he's going to be part of the playoff rotation, and that's a problem.
But here, you look at the last two games, and what I have learned from Brett Brown in these two games.
I've learned nothing.
I've learned this 8-game restart. Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. Maybe that's the one thing that we've learned.
And I, as much as I want to say, I want to see that playoff rotation now. Like, Brett, I understand it's a restart, but I think you know your players. Please organize them properly.
Yeah, I want to see Alec Burks play more.
Give him
a chance. Give him 20, 22 minutes in that backup role and see what he can do. Because we know what Howell Neto can do, and it's barely passable.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So play Alec Burks. I hope Glenn Robinson and his hip pointer are close to returning, because I think he can fill a role in this team as a shooter that's just willing. So, you know, I hope he's back soon, but give Alec Burks 20 minutes tonight.
All right. 8:30 today, we're going to be joined by Claude Giroux. We're going to talk some Flyers hockey.
Capitan.
We're going to talk to the captain himself. Yeah, 22 years old when the Flyers went to the Cup in 2010. We'll also talk to him about life in the bubble. We'll talk to him about Carter Hart and the head coach. Here you go. Since he's been captain, he's been the Flyers captain for 8 years.
Yeah.
He's had 5 head coaches in those 8 years.
It's pretty wild.
He started out under 1 year with Laviolette, and then the Laviolette coached like 3 games the next year, and then it was Craig Berube, Dave Haxtell, Alain Vigneault. 5 coaches in his 8 years as the captain of the Philadelphia Flyers.
That's a lot of coaches.
That's insane. All right, so we'll talk to Claude about that, also what AV brings to the table, because we're all hyped. I want to know if there's any comparison. That 22-year-old kid playing for the Flyers going to the Stanley Cup Finals, he see any similarities between this team and that team? Because to me, it seems like a different team. Seems like a similar style of offense between Peter Laviolette and Alain Vigneault.
That recap was on NHL Network the other day when I was slipping around.
Recap?
Of the Stanley Cup.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it was all
yeah.
about Patrick King's goal and how long it took everybody to realize it went in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
You were on the ice. I had Dan Patrick turning around looking at me going, "You're nervous?" I was like, "I love you, Dan Patrick.
He's the best.
You nervous?" 610-632-0975. I was like, "Not at all." Right there, Scott Hartnell scored the goal, got overtime.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. We come back. We'll open up the gates a little bit more on that LeSean McCoy conversation. And also, the one thing that needs to happen today in the Philadelphia sports scene. We'll talk about that when we come back here on 975 The Fanatic. But also, speaking of today, you know, those 76ers are in action tonight, and I like them. 10.5 points right there. Loving the 76ers tonight. We talked about what we need to see. How about what you need to do? And that's betting with Parks Casino and Sportsbook. My casino and sportsbook of choice, right in Bucks County where I grew up. That's why I got to bet with the home team. Parks Casino and Sportsbook. The only casino backed by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. You know, don't trust your money. some overseas faceless company. Trust it right in your backyard in Bucks County. They don't forget about their customers. Just go with my guys and my team at Parks Casino and Sportsbook. The hometown team. Sign up now. Get a risk-free bet from up to $500. Yeah, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parxcasino.com/PA. Use my promo code FANATIC to get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Their website has all the details, so make sure you check it out at parkscasino.com/PA. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your losses. A free bet. You must be 21 or older and in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.